Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Jory. I'm a coffee psychic, your host with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, everybody. We're going to have another wonderful show tonight. You know, I love bringing you alternative realities, different things that are going to inspire us, things we can learn about the psychic, spiritual world, physical world, things that are going to enhance your body physically, mentally, and spiritually. So, tonight we have a show called The Ins and Outs of Essential Oils. This is going to be with Ms. Heather Dart. She's an essential oil specialist, and she's going to join us in just a minute telling us what, I mean, hey, what are essential oils, right? What are oils? I mean, this isn't canola oil. This is not corn oil, but these are different oils that, you know, they're a lot like the crystals out in the world. Flower essences, things like that. So we're going to welcome Heather to the show, and let's bring her on right now. Heather, are you
Hello?
There?
I am.
Hey, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God, my great pleasure. And, you know, just to let people know, I just had you on my TV show, the one that I do for the entire Chicagoland area. And that's broadcasted on CAN-TV, and that's, again, examining alternate realities with Jorianne the Coffee Psychic. So we – and, of course, wasn't it a fun TV show?
It was great.
Yeah, it was pretty fabulous. Our producer, Bill, he's just a phenomenal guy. Anyway, so I've known you for quite a while, many years. And you and I also have a mutual friend who was telling me one day, she goes, you know, Heather is getting into the essential oils. I want you to try this one out. And I'll tell you some other stuff that she shared with me also later. But so that's when I found out that you were into this new product line of what's called essential oils. So, Heather, would you just tell our listeners, because I'm sure, you know, at these days, especially on Blog Talk Radio with all the psychic stuff that's going on and all the healing shows, I don't want to assume that all of our listeners know. But, again, people are calling up, you know, for psychic, they call me for psychic readings all the time. But that doesn't mean they know everything, right? So can you share with our listeners what essential oils basically are?
Well, essential oils are a product of the natural world with plants, flowers, roots, seeds, in any part of an herb, if you will, a type of plant. They are all derivative of that concentrated form. However, the process is that it takes to produce it, they all come from, whether it's steam or certainly not chemically extracted, but, you know, there are multiple distillation techniques that are used to take it from, whether it's a lemon rind or a cinnamon bark, to turn it into an oil. And we can get into the chemical part of it, although that's not my super expertise, but I understand how it is part of, you know, a chemical, energetic, you know, between monoterpenes and sesquiterpenes and all that for the chemical people, chemistry majors.
Okay. Well, when you're talking energetically, so what we know is that there is spiritual essence in the human form. There's spiritual essence in animal form. There's spiritual essence in plant form. And there's also spiritual essence in minerals because, you know, the rocks and things like that, that's where we get crystals from. We all know how the crystals impact our bodies, okay? So, and then you have the spirit energy that's in the plants, the foods we ingest, and then the flowers and the herbs, like you said. So, to me, when they are literally, how can I say it, transforming these plants into the oils, that's another spiritual energy that's impacting our bodies. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely agree with that. It absolutely alters your body that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And, you know, it's really funny because when we were on the TV show the other day, we had gone to, and thank you again for that appearing on the show with me. It was just wonderful. You had said how when you apply this to the body that it gets absorbed into your body. And I just remember sharing with you that was so funny because there was a time where I was in a state of consciousness that I just didn't get that. I really thought that I'm putting hand cream on and it's just softening my hands. I didn't realize that the chemicals that are in the hand creams can literally go into my bloodstream, which is what it essentially does. It impacts my body. And I shared with you also that I've had a lot of food allergies and allergies to fragrances and all sorts of things like that. So I know even just the smell of something can impact me if it's something that's not resonating with my body properly at that time. Or if my body's been out of balance, that sort of thing. So just to let people know, and for any of you guys that had the same, you know, structure that I had at that time, this is a nice little education. It's just, you know, whatever you put in your system, that's going into your body. You know, so they say what you eat, you are, right? And I guess it's almost going to go down to that same level of what you wear. And I don't mean, and oh my God, we could so take this into such a deeper level, into our colors and the music and everything else that we surround ourselves with, because we all know that's true. But when you're taking these oils and you're putting them on your body, you want to be very selective. Is that correct about what you're putting on your body and the purpose for which you use it as far as these oils go?
I didn't hear the first part of your question. Can you say it again, please?
Yeah, so when you're taking these oils, you're just not going to go haphazardly and say, hey, I'm just going to take orange oil and throw it on my wrist today just because, unless you're intuitively doing this. But wouldn't you have a purpose of taking a specific oil and saying, I've got a headache today, so this is what I'm going to use as far as an essential oil goes?
For sure. Yes, you start to, well, there's a couple of things. You know, there's certain things you can, that are becoming more mainstream about what one can use. But then you do, it does become more intuitive for your own body. You know, when your health care, you can manage your own health care from, you know, to a certain extent using the oils yourself. And, you know, if I, for example, today a friend called and said she was just going to have a rough spot, and then I said, get some lime and put it on your sternum. Put it right across your heart for a little joy. That, you know, the lime is, you kind of come familiar with that. And that's really out of using it enough and out of practicing and it sharing this with other people to know that it does have that effect. And then you might find the one occasional person who says, that didn't do it for me. What else could I try? Maybe they actually needed, maybe the energy and frequency of the lime oil that's typical isn't the energy they actually need. It might seem like they need it, but maybe they needed something to calm them down versus perk them up. So that's the kind of thing you start to get to know, like you said, intuitively and out of, you know, trying and experimenting some things.
So I want to help ask you, Heather, when you got into this field, you're really passionate about this, and you have gathered so much information. It's, you know, I mean, anyone can really give you a call to say, hey, you know, this is what's going on in my life. What oil do you think would work for me? So what got you started? I mean, how did you just fall into this, into the essential oils, or what really had this click for you?
I did fall into it. A friend had shared with me. She shared by putting oils on me. And, you know, unbeknownst to me, she had some thoughts about why she was putting certain oils on me. And as I said before, she put a ton of them on. She must have put on 30 oils. It wasn't necessarily for me about how something smelled. You know, I wasn't looking for an ocean breeze candle. I wasn't looking for that. I trusted my friend and knew that what she was doing was safe and it would have been of the utmost quality because that's the kind of things we were interested in. So she placed them in all, various parts of my body that went directly into my system, like you said earlier, right through my skin. And one of them was even a drop of black pepper under my tongue. And, you know, everywhere from behind my knees to my feet to my, you know, between my belly button and my shoulders, down my spine, the back of my neck, just all over my body. And I didn't realize, I don't know that I noticed immediately, but about half an hour later, I was walking out of the building and just was struck, like stopped my in my tracks and said, like, what is happening with me? Because something is happening. And it was very pacifying and very exciting. All at the same time, I was very intrigued, but very centered. And I couldn't explain it. I hadn't ever felt like this before. So, and then I had that piqued my interest, and she gave me a couple oils to try for, you know, little samples to try for a while. I kept using them. I kept really liking it. I started to notice how things were shifting in my life a little bit, things where I might have gotten stopped before. I wasn't getting stopped anymore. And, you know, kind of like, how's that work? How is that working? How is that happening? And then I had another friend who did some suggestions to me over the phone where she noticed that I didn't breathe well. And I shared this with you earlier.
Okay.
If you want me to share it again, I'm happy to. But
would you please,
really
yes,
kind of,
for a different audience?
And, well, I'd be glad to, because for me it was really a defining moment of when Desiree spoke to me on the phone and said, you have trouble breathing, like breathing in life. And I, you know, mm-hmm. I thought she has a, you know, I kind of got all a little surly to myself and said, you know, like, she doesn't know me. I don't have trouble breathing. Like, I don't have asthma. I don't need an inhaler. You know, I quit smoking years ago. And, you know, I just didn't understand what she was talking about. And then she asked, you know, here she is talking to me over the phone, guiding me through. And she's like, put this oil on top of your head and on your head, forehead and throat. And then she said, put marjoram across your chest, which meaning above, you know, between your shoulders and breast area. And so she had me put three drops, just three drops across my chest, tap, tap, tap.
Okay.
And I just rubbed the oil in. I said it was like someone took my shoulders and stretched them back. And I took the biggest breath. I mean, I didn't even know I wasn't taking deep breaths. And
wow.
It was like, it was just this, you know, like a big, huge sigh of relief. And so we continued, and she had me put oregano on my solar plexus and arborvita around my belly button, a critical piece. And then she said, now we're going to put lavender over your throat, you know, from your chin to your suprasternal notch. And
mm-hmm.
that's going to be for the flow of communication. And I cracked open the bottle and I just smelled it. And I started to weep. And I had no, and I remember saying to her, I don't know what I'm sad about. Like, I'm not sad about anything. I don't know why I'm crying. I just know
mm-hmm.
that somewhere in me there is grief that was unexpressed. And that moment
wow.
just liberated me. And I didn't need to solve some mystery to figure out what I was sad about, but whatever I released in those moments was incredible. And, you know, it was really from that moment on, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I had more and more oils, more and more options, more and more ways to use them. And I just couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't stop talking about it,
wow.
the whole thing. And from that moment I got, like, this is how I want to spend my time and energy, making a difference
wow.
with others to say, mm-hmm, yeah, thanks.
Well, you know, so you and I have a mutual friend, and this friend helps me when I go to my psychic house parties and stuff, you know, so she's, she assists
yeah.
me. And so on the way back from one party, she had said, she goes, you know, I just have a little bit of a headache, and she whips out these two bottles, I think of lemon and orange or mm-hmm. something, of the essential oil. She goes, Heather gave me these. And she said, they're really good for headaches. And I believe it's the lemon and the orange. And if I'm wrong, you can correct me. But I know for sure the orange. So she sits there, she
mm-hmm.
starts putting them on her temples. And not only did it smell pretty, you know, it seemed to have worked on her, which was really great. And I will tell you, quite honestly, the energy in the car, in our close proximity, really shifted. I mean, it really did. And
mm-hmm.
So it's not just the fact that she was excited about this, but she's, you know, I've seen her using it before. And, you know, basically, you know, you're pulling these oils out, you're putting them on, and it does shift the energy. And it's just, to me, I can liken it to, you know, if you're just going about your day, maybe you've had an upset or something else, you turn on this music, and how the music actually impacts us emotionally, like lifts you up or brings you down or calms
mm-hmm.
you. I mean, that's literally, mm-hmm. in my experience, how these oils impact us as well.
Well, as you're talking about, you know, we can go here a little bit because sound in music, the energy in the car, you know, there are frequencies to these oils. These oils, like a crystal or the stone or, you know, there's an energetic vibration that it does bring with it, you know, and different oils resonate at different frequencies. For
yes.
sure, You know, there are some
yes.
that are, you know, lavender in and of itself is 118 megahertz. You know, a healthy human being runs about 75, 72 to 75. You know, somebody who's sick, like
mm-hmm.
with cancer, is around the 45, 50 range, right? And
mm-hmm.
so lavender immediately, you know, and lavender is certainly a common enough, you know, whether you could buy it in some, as I lower my head, some painfully chemically created, you know, air freshener from some mass-producing company, you know, that isn't lavender. But you
mm-hmm,
think
mm-hmm.
you're smelling something. But like you said, the like a sound or a song, you know, it could be a bell chiming, you know, bells chiming at noon. Something for me is really pacifying. It reminds me of my grandparents. But that sound, it, like I
mm-hmm.
experience peace when those bells ring. I don't know why.
Beautiful.
You know,
well,
yeah.
And that would be, I think, more of a mental-emotional association. And yet when we're talking
mm-hmm.
about the frequencies of these oils, I just want people to remember that the frequencies of these oils are basically coming from the spirit of the energy that's in the plant itself. Because, again,
yes.
everything has energy to it, and these are all living beings,
yes.
these plants, the spiritual
yes.
energy. So
yes.
That's just very exciting. So listen. I'd also had, because we want to make sure we get to our callers, I'm sure people have questions that they either want to ask you. And I want to invite our listeners to join in. You know, they're going to call in, ask a question. Either they can ask a psychic question to me or a question with you. But, you know,
great.
Make sure if you guys have something going on, ask Heather, hey, this is what's going on. What oil would work for me? I want to, real quickly, I want to cover animals here.
Mm-hmm.
Are there certain oils that work really great with your pets? And are there certain oils, because I did read this, that could be harmful to animals? So do you have that information, Heather?
There is definitely different information out there. You know, there's different views on it, and some of that has to do with oil quality. You know, a poorer quality oil will, of course, not have the same effect and could have, you know, quite a detrimental effect. You know, I can tell you certain things like the doTERRA brand frankincense could absolutely be applied and you could say even a what we call a diluted form or even watered down. You can add some water to it. And I know it has different efficacy to it, but you can put it on the pad of a dog's paw or on
okay.
their spine or, you know, back behind their collar. But so that's perfectly okay. And you remember, if one drop makes a difference on a human being, you'd have to, you know, be attuned to that amount on an animal is going to, you know, it certainly doesn't require the level that it would for us. You know, and
okay, so I just want to tell our listeners then, just make sure that you guys check this out. Or you can give, you know, you can actually give Heather a call, and she can probably check it out for you. So,
right.
Heather, what number, if the people want to call you for a session on what oils would work good for you, what's your contact information? I want to get this out real quick.
Sure. My phone number is 312-371-6741.
Okay, would you repeat that?
Sure. 312-371-6741.
Okay, or they can contact you at heatherdart@gmail.com or www.mydoTERRA.com/heatherdart. So, you know, also,
Joanne, it's forward slash.
Yep. Forward slash. Okay, thank you.
Forward slash Heather Dart. And you'll see my picture
thank
on
you.
That page.
I can't tell what the forward slash or backslash is, honestly. So, okay. So, so we were just touching on the differences in oils. So we cannot assume that all oils have the same abilities right? No, not every oil is the same. So how is that?
Sure.
I mean, what makes that true?
Well, there's the source of firmware it comes from, you know, whether it's derived in the appropriate climate or, you know, that it has the right balance of constituents, what type of pesticides, hopefully none, or chemicals that you use. And they should, you know, any oil that is worth its, but can you say salt? it, you know, no chemicals should ever be used on those plants. You know, and you want
okay.
to also from the right species of plant. You know,
okay.
you know, there's one, Lavandula, bear with me, Angustifolia and Lavandula latifolia, they are both called lavender oil, but they actually have different chemical constituents and different therapeutic
okay.
properties. So there's the correct species of the plant. You know, when you're out to accomplish the highest impact from an oil, those are the kinds of things. Now, you, the common person is not going to be able to find that. You have to start to research the company, where they produce from, and how they produce it. How are they
okay.
doing that? And the type of testing that they do, you know, is it? Do they do a sensory evaluation? Do they do a chemical analysis? And a simple kind of, there's two particular cues for which I go and so that I'm matching my commitment to finding the best oil. One of them is pricing. When you if you look at fluctuation prices, like with a different oil, like a rose, which is the highest you're going to get, to lemon, which is far more easier. And it's mm-hmm. it's easier to produce. It's certainly far more, you might think it's easier to actually do the processing, or you might think there's plenty of lemons out there, but there's also plenty of roses. But what it takes to produce, it takes, you know, about 12,000 rose buds to produce 5 milliliters of oil. Yeah. So,
wow.
So, or frankincense, the type of, you know, sort of, I can't think of the name of the word, but it's like it's almost like a sap frankincense is. It's just different.
Okay.
So, does that answer what you're looking? Oh,
and just imagine the frankincense and myrrh were the oils of the three wise men, and they were really more than three, by the way, factually speaking.
That's right.
The wise men brought to Jesus Christ at his birth. So this, you know, taking oils and creating oils out of plants is so old. I mean, this really goes back a long, long time. Yeah.
Thousands of years.
So listen, what we're gonna do now is we're gonna go to a couple of our callers here, and we're gonna see what's on their mind. And so let's do that, okay?
Great.
All right. Hello, caller.
Hey, Joanne, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah.
I had a birthday about a couple weeks ago, so it's pretty good. And just to listen to your show, it came up on the Blogtop reminder. So just chime in and see how you're doing. I know you for a long time, and great to talk to you again. I have a great guest on, a great show. I've been listening to it. So.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have a question, Jay, that you wanted to ask Heather about the oils and stuff? Because, you know, we know that you help people make their own personal drums for the drumming circles. But did you have a question about the oils, do you think?
I just wondered, for oils, what would you use for, like, keeping yourself calm, and also, like, when to use it at those times? And what are some of the oils that are digestible, and what are some of the oils that maybe you can't digest? Just some of them, not all of them. Just curious.
Well, first of all, hi, Jay. Nice to meet you in old Canada. And there's a couple different things for remaining calm. You know, one thing that I would do is start to ask a little, like, when is it that you feel least calm? Is it in the morning when you wake up? Is it at night when you're trying to calm down from the day? You know, is it at certain points during whatever you occupy your time with during the day?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Probably during the work day that I get a little bit, not anxious, but there's a lot of stress going on.
And do you work around a lot of people?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. So something to be responsible about until you can learn what works for you and work with the people in your environment. You certainly don't want to either upset somebody else or do something that somebody might have some type of reaction for. Most people think they have a lot of allergies to it, but they often don't. You know, one thing you might try, I have a sense for you, is cedarwood.
Cedarwood.
And for you, the first place I would apply it is either in the morning. I would put it on your temple, just one drop on each temple. I would also apply it on your feet. Are you familiar at all with reflexology charts?
Yes.
Okay, so I would go down your right big toe into your lung area, you know, down into the, start at the tip of your right toe and go down through your lungs, down into the center of your foot.
Okay.
Kind of calm down, calm your breathing, like that. That would be the first one I would try for you. And the other one to add to it is lemongrass, which is a cleansing oil, like to let things go so that there's nothing you're hanging on to that's having you upset or frustrated. So cedarwood and lemongrass. Those are my first two. And lemongrass, I might put one little drop, I would either do on the top of your head, and you can do that at home before you leave. And lemongrass could also go on your third eye, across the, you know, between your brows. Be mindful. I would try it one day at home, maybe on a weekend when you're around the house. If you don't have a carrier oil, which could be like a jojoba or a macadamia, I prefer fractionated coconut oil, which is the coconut oil where they take out the fats, which makes it that chunky white stuff. Mm-hmm. So cause occasionally people have a, like lemongrass can be slightly irritating, which I say it's actually doing its job of releasing things. But some people can, it itches a little bit or maybe a light burn. So if it does, when you do that, just dab a little bit of coconut oil. And if you don't have any fractionated, just go into your kitchen and put your finger in the coconut oil, just smear a little bit there. It'll calm itself down like pretty quickly.
Okay.
And then to your question about what oils are ingestible, I mean, I particularly choose the doTERRA brand where it almost all of them are ingestible. My kind of rule of thumb is firs, you know, or conifers, if you will, like wintergreen, Douglas fir.
Yeah.
Although you can consume Siberian fir. I just wouldn't do it on a basis, but our wintergreen has a special cap on it that, you know, won't, you know, kind of got the child-proof cap, which is always a good warning, you know, like do not, you know, but cypress, you know, not necessarily the one I would want to ingest. I haven't heard of any issues with people consuming something and having a, you know, a particularly hard time with it. Did that answer all your questions?
Beautiful.
Yes, it did. So thanks so
Great.
Much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
My
well,
pleasure.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
You're very welcome. It's very great to talk to you both. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. And we will
welcome.
Talk to you again soon. Thanks, Jay.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right. I know. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, Heather, you know what that made me think of? I remember a long time ago that Vicks VapoRub. Now, I'm not sure exactly what's in Vicks VapoRub, use it for so long. And I remember that they've said when a child is coughing or people are having terrible coughs, that at night you take it and you rub it on the bottom of their feet and you put the socks on, and it literally calms down their coughing.
That's right.
So, yeah, so what would be in something like Vicks VapoRub? Or do you have oils like that? I mean, you just said to Jay, take some of this cedar wood and put it on your feet. So is that similar to the Vicks VapoRub deal? Or?
Well, I'm sure no. In fact, let me address a couple of things. One, I have no idea in what's in Vicks, other than I probably can't pronounce a lot of it.
That is beyond my scope of expertise.
Other than, you know, listen, there's sure many of us are of age where we've used something like that. Our parents used something on that, and it had its effectiveness. And I don't want to take away from that. And there's other more natural ways to do it. For example, we have a blend. There's two things that I use for something in particular for congestion. And on the reflexology chart on your toes, not your big toe, but the four other ones are your sinus. So that's also a great place. I put lemon oil on that. I actually use the blend that doTERRA has called Digest Zen, which has fennel and peppermint and ginger, and it just breaks up congestion, whether it's digestive or, you know, mucus type things. So that's another one to put on your toes. Or I actually put a little bit on the bridge of my nose, you know, right where your kind of cartilage and bone interact right there. Another one you could do, you know, straight up eucalyptus across your throat or your chest area, you know, right across. Eucalyptus sends to me the one, like, when you smell it, people are like, oh, that smells like Vicks. We also have...
Oh, and it opens everything up. That's right.
That's right. We also have a trademark blend called Breathe, which some people like just for general ease of, you know, respiration. And some people like it when it gets a little, you know, it's really good in particular. I know when I felt slightly, you know, tight up there, I flick the bottle along my bathtub wall or on the tub of on the floor of the tub, you know, so that it'll get into the bottom of my feet. And as I'm in the shower and it steams, oh boy, can you smell it?
Wow, that's wonderful. Those are great ideas.
So good.
Let's go ahead and see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tamika. I'm calling from New York.
Welcome to the show, Tamika.
Hi, thank you.
Yes. So what's on your mind?
I wanted to know what you guys saw for me as far as work, if you saw anything changes or anyone moving or staying where I am, because some people have been just causing drama. And if you saw anything for me with love life.
All right, well, let me go ahead. I like doing one question at a time. So I'll see what it looks like. You said moving, correct?
Yeah, at work, if you saw any moving for me or anyone else, like at work or moving for me.
All right, now you said you're in New York. Do you have any reason that you'd be going to New Jersey, honey?
No.
Okay, so watch for something around New Jersey. And actually, did you have a relationship breakup, Tamika? Somebody that was there and suddenly they're walking away or something?
Yeah, it ended in August 2014.
Okay. Now, that's a while ago, but I still get a sense of somebody, you were there, they turned around and walked away from you. Do you have a daughter right now?
No, I don't have any children, but one day I do want to have some.
Well, I see you having a daughter, and she's going to be just brilliant. I mean, very smart. She should be wearing glasses, beautiful brown hair, almost like a lighter brown hair for some reason. Do you have darker hair or lighter?
My hair is black.
Okay, so she's going to have lighter, for sure, lighter than you. Her hair will be lighter.
Wow.
And I don't know if you're going to be meeting somebody that's literally from, I know this might sound crazy, but I'm going to question somebody from Alaska or directly from Africa or the continent. Okay?
Hmm. Okay.
And then you can, give me some feedback on that because, you know, we take all the feedback here. But, and you're going to have some big changes coming into your world in 6 years. Like, your world is going to be dramatically different than what it is today. So, but changes will be coming in around work for you. And, again, I don't know why Alaska is just kind of like shouting out in my head, but I see Alaska around you. And I want to say I wish you a lot of luck, and if you want to give us a call back and let us know later what happens, please do. All right, Tamika, thanks for calling. All right, so let's see who we have next online here. You know, we always try to get everybody in, Heather, too, because many times we have so many callers that join us on the show. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm going to put my earbuds on really fast so you can hear me better. I'm calling from Arizona, and my name is
Lisa. Thank you for taking my call. And
you're welcome.
I was just wondering if you, excuse me, the next few weeks, how you see my money. I'm independent contractor, not independently wealthy, but maybe one day.
Yeah. We hope that for everybody. So listen, this is what I'm going to tell you. So this is going to be me blending in with Miss Heather Dart here. You know, I don't know if you've listened to my show in the past or not, Lisa, but I'm a big believer in candle magic. And when we do candle magic, not only do we take the herbs, we take the oils, we take the colors of the candles. So I just want to share with you tonight, and this might be something else that I don't know that Heather knows this yet or not, but she might be going into this later. I would say take a green candle, and 2 weeks before the full moon, start lighting that. And that's going to start bringing more money in for you, okay? Cinnamon is wonderful for bringing more money in, okay? And also, there are a lot of really good money oils. Ma'am?
I didn't catch. What is it? Is it an herb?
Cinnamon?
Oh, cinnamon.
Cinnamon? Yes.
Oh, I drink it in my coffee every morning.
Yes, that's so great.
Yeah.
So this is where I'm going to ask Heather. Heather, what oils might come from more? And, you know, and you might not know this yet, Heather, but, you know, this might be something that I could help you with. But what
that's
about
right.
green oils? Now, I would say, do you guys actually have an oil made from four-leaf clovers, yes or no?
No.
Okay. So I would bring some four-leaf clovers in. And but what oil do you think? Do you guys have any oil that enhances income, Heather, yet?
Well, there's four things that I would say. So first of all, I know myself, I love a good cinnamon oil in my coffee. It's like a red hot. It's kicky, it's spicy, it's hot, and it's sweet all at once. Very different than the powder that you're going to put in. So that's one thing, but it often has to do with more sexual harmony. So I don't want to say anything in particular there, but it could have to do, Lisa, if you have anything to do with feeling attractive or accepting your body or yourself in the process of what you do to earn income. So that's one thing. Second, I will do a combination, and I'm really actually only referring to the level of quality in the doTERRA oil, and if you want to talk to me about that, please feel free to reach out. And I would do a combination of orange and peppermint, and I would put one drop orange in your right palm, one drop peppermint in your left. I would rub your palms together, and it is a wake-me-up. It's for sure a simple and quick abundance blend. And the last one I would do for you is cypress, which is the oil of flow and motion. So you want to really create, you want to create a flow of things going through you. So the other thing would be some lemongrass, get anything that's out of your way, any kind of blockages. Here I am going adding more lemongrass or oregano for clearing out blockages. I don't know if blockages is a word, but I'm using it. So blocks to what might be in your way of the money.
Perfect.
And oregano
that's
is
fabulous.
Oregano. The other one, if it's not my, I probably don't recommend it as much because it's one of my least favorite smelling oils. It's cilantro. Although I have a good friend
okay.
who's obsessed with it. She loves putting it on her feet. Loves it. You know?
Beautiful.
But again, to each their own.
You know,
cilantro,
Here's a crazy idea. So, Lisa, let us know what happens. You know, again, you guys know that all of my shows become podcasts, so, you know, you can listen back to these shows to really write down the things that Heather is saying. Also, please make sure if you really want a separate session with Heather, Heather, how can they contact you?
They can call me 312-371-6741 or text me. 312-371-6741. www.mydoterra.com/HeatherDart.
Or HeatherDart at Gmail. Gmail or Yahoo? Gmail, right?
Gmail.com.
All right, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lisa, if you want a little more information, please give Heather a call. Of course, you guys know if you want a more in-depth reading with me, you can reach me at 219-940-9292. Again, that number is 312-cancel. I'm not moving back to Chicago. 219-940-9292. Too funny. Oh, my God. That's how the psychic stuff happens to me. I start, you know, because I'm thinking about moving, not 100% sure, and I start downloading new information way before it happens. That's hysterical, but I'm not coming back to Chicago. I work there, but I won't be living there again. So here's a question for you. I think this is so fun. You know that I do psychic house parties all the time, Heather. Would you ever, if somebody was interested, would you ever consider doing a house party with your oils and having people
Gorgeous.
Come to you? Yeah, right? So, hey, guys, this is a really great idea. If you want Heather to do a house party at your house, you know, have her over, have several of your friends. Oh, my God, how fun would that be? You guys could be having this personal little, you know, I don't know that it would be massage, but the oils in the hands and the feet and
that sounds like a real party.
We
could do all kinds of things. Really, we could partner with what, you know, what are people looking for in the reading? You know, if they're looking to connect with somebody in particular, we could look at whatever went on in the relationship. We could take a look at, you know, what is it that they want to have around them. So,
yeah. All right, so give her a call, you guys. All right, let's see who's next online here. All right. Hello, caller. Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michelle. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michelle.
What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you see a love relationship coming for me.
A love relationship. All right, let me take a peek here, Michelle.
Okay.
All right. Michelle, was there somebody by the name of John around you in the past, honey?
Yes.
Okay, doesn't he still care about you? But it feels like you guys are over. But has he tried contacting you again, Michelle?
Yep, even today.
That is so great, honey. That's so great. So, yeah, I kind of get, I don't know if you want to hear him out this time. I kind of get, I'm not 100% sure that you're feeling it all the way, to be honest with you.
I'm not.
But yeah, I know. I can feel it. But I also get that he really wants to, you know, try something. You know, like try to have a relationship here with you again. And
yeah.
And I just think being honest and open with him is probably your best way to work around this. You know, I mean, he's a nice man. He's a good guy.
Right.
But But I just really don't get that the vibes are here. Now, you do have another man coming in. I think his name is Jim or James. I'm not 100% sure. But and don't pass up the other guys like Patrick. But I get more of a guy that's really going to be fun, funny, very fun-loving, good guy. I'm not sure if he's got a motorcycle or not, but this guy should be a real sweetheart also, some new guy that will be coming into your world. So, yeah, so that's what I want to say to you. So keep your eyes open, a really good guy. And, again, what I'd say is you just want to be a little more gentle, you know, gentle but honest with John. Okay. Hey, let us know what happens,
Jory.
Honey. Good luck, good luck. We're gonna move on to the next caller. Yes,
Oh, I was gonna offer experiment on your throat for confident speech. Whatever you need to say to John so that you can either get what you want or tell him thank you and he should go find someone else.
Oh, that's experiment on the throat for confident communication.
Yeah. Confident communication, and maybe some time
Beautiful. For
releasing and forgiving. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice, Heather. Thank you for that contribution.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yep. I wasn't sure. Every time I think I'm being picked, it's not me. So,
welcome to the show, honey. Who is this?
Tammy from Arizona.
Man, it's finally your time, Tammy. What's on your mind, honey?
Well, first I want to say I just got involved with oils myself, and there are a lot of other ways that, you know, you can use them and you can diffuse them instead of putting them on your body. Or if you do put them on your body, a lot of times they recommend that you use a carrier oil instead of putting them directly. And then there's a way to ingest them. You can put them in things, but you can also swallow them in capsules. They sell, like, on Amazon, like, little gelatin capsules that you can put some oils and stuff in. So I just wanted to make that suggestion. But as far as asking you a question, I just want to know basically what the future holds for my daughter. I have a daughter who's got an illness that's very rare. She's lived past her time that they thought she should. And we recently moved to Arizona from Illinois, where you were from. I've actually met you in person years ago for a reading, and she did not come with, and she promised to come with but hasn't come yet, and I want to know what her future holds.
What's her first name, Tammy?
Taylor.
Taylor. You know, it's really funny. When I'm feeling Taylor's presence, she is a very old soul, and it really, and I know this might, I don't know if this sounds crazy or not, but it almost feels like she's lived out her life's purpose already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think right now she's just hanging out and enjoying life as she knows it. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not right now. Does that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with it, but I mean, not with what you're saying. I don't agree with what she's doing with her life opposed to, you know, like what you're saying. Because when I left Illinois, I said, listen, I can't leave here without good conscience knowing you're coming with. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. And then excuse after excuse has been made. And now she's engaged, and she wants to get married, and she wants to do it her way. And I don't exactly agree with her way, but I'm, like, trying to, like, not, you know, I'm trying to put in perspective that she really wasn't supposed to live past her late teens, and in June she'll be 26. So I keep thinking that,
sure, honey.
You know, I wouldn't even get to see any of this, so does it really matter that I agree or disagree? But it's hard for me because if it weren't for me, she wouldn't be here because I've had to fight for her life, and her, you know, medical bills have cost a lot of money that put me in bad situations and, you know, things like that. So it's been really hard for me.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like you're going through exactly what the rest of us has gone through as parents. And when your kids are doing the things that they want to do and it's totally conflicting with what you want, it just means that they are completely being who they are, who they need to be. Their spirit is self-actualizing, you know, because, again, for her to be underneath your wing, she's an adult now, honey, and she needs to live, especially just imagine that she's been underneath this this roof of I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die because everyone has said so per my medical conditions. And now I don't think it's any mystery or any surprise that, you know, kind of like that you're being in the position to move out. So she now has her own space. She's creating her own life. And this might be just what she needs right now, Tammy. And understandably, this has been your baby. And, you know, you've been doing everything for her. Of course you don't want her to disconnect from you, you know. But I think allowing her to fly free and to really complete things, you know, with what she needs to in this world, I think that's an amazing gift that you could just give her. And see how that all works out for her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying. It's just really hard when you, like I said, have been through she's been through 11 brain surgeries. And, you know, she moved out with her boyfriend like 3 years ago. And in like May, they'll be together like 4 years. So it's not that I haven't let her go do her thing. It's just that her sisters and her older sister, younger sister, myself, my husband, we're all in Arizona, and she's out in Wisconsin. So, you know, there's no she has no family now. She just has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's just kind of a hard thing to, you know, to let go because I just don't know that I'll see her if something happens. So I think that's probably, like, my biggest thing is afraid.
Yeah.
You know, that I won't, you know, because before I saw her whenever I wanted or whatever, and now I can't, you know. So that's the hard part because I feel like I'm going to miss out on something that, you know, if something happens to her that, you know, I missed out on time that I, you know, can't have or whatever. So
what about Facebook? What about Facebook? What about FaceTiming? I mean, because, you know, the cold, hard reality here is that our kids have to grow up and move on. And even though your other daughters are with you, they, too, at some point will be leaving the nest. And
well, yeah, my oldest daughter doesn't live with me either, but she moved with, like, to Arizona. She lives in her own house and stuff. I only have one at home, you know. So I understand they have to live their own lives. It's just... I guess, like I said, when someone's ill, you kind of want to – it's like when your parents get ill, you want to be close to them before they die. You know what I'm saying? It's just that
totally different dynamic, honey. It's a totally different dynamic. And you're right.
So I have
– I'm not saying anything's wrong in any way, shape, or form. I'm just I honor both where you're coming from and where your daughter's coming from as well. And I just think what she's been living under, I think she's trying to – spread her wings and find her place in the universe is what I think she's trying to do. So I would just keep talking to her, Tammy, and I would tell her how much you love her and how much you miss her.
Oh, I do every day. I mean, I text her and I say, oh, I hope you have a great day. I love you. I miss you, you know, or, you know, glad you're home safe and I'll talk to you tomorrow, whatever. I mean, we text and, you know, things like that and stuff. So, and I have one other real quick question. I had a...
Oh, you know, I've
got
to tell you, and hang on 1 second now because our show is getting ready to end. I could not believe this hour is flown by, everybody. So what I want to do, Heather, I want to say thank you so much for being on the show with us. And this goes by so quickly. Would you be willing to come on our show again?
Of course I would.
And Tammy, I've got some ideas for you for some oils to do too. So feel free to reach out to me. I've got some great suggestions for you.
Okay, Heather, once again, please give us your phone number.
Heather Dart, my phone is 312-371-6741. 312-371-6741. HeatherDart@gmail.com or www.mydoterra.com/HeatherDart.
Okay, and then so I want to say thank you everybody so much for calling in. This is the end of our show tonight. We're just going to go back real quick with Tammy. What was that last question that you had?
Well, I just had an interview for a job on the other day, and they're supposed to let me know next week. I was just wondering if you have any idea what's going to happen with it.
It kind of feels a little. It right now, this job feels a little uncertain to me. It feels a little shaky, so I don't know that it's 100%. But I would say go in and give it your very best. It feels like within a couple of weeks, within 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, you are going to have another job. So let me know what happens, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you for your help.
All right,
bye-bye.
Good talking to you again. Take care.
Bye.
Well, this has been another wonderful show, you guys. Heather, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. I'd love to have you on again. And thanks for all of our listeners for joining in. Again, make sure you join us next Wednesday at Your Psychic Connection right here with Jorianne the Coffee Psychic. All right, good night, everybody. Good night, Heather.
Good night.